Blog Talk Radio.
Let's continue.
He says, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists. Say with me, believe that he exists. That is step number two in steps for faith. So far we've seen that without faith or the absence of faith, you cannot please God. You cannot do God's will. You cannot know God's will. You cannot accomplish God's will. And the reason why that is true, because whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists. So we went through the first two steps. Let's take a look at the rest of the text. Not only must you draw near to God, not only must you believe that he exists, but you also must believe that he rewards those who seek him. Step number three, he rewards those who seek him. So we have to draw near, we have to believe, and we have to seek him. Let's understand the steps of faith that is necessary to please God. How many of you know when you please God, he gives you the desires of your heart? And so we want to be sure we order or examine ourselves as we take steps of faith in order to please God today. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. So this is some very clear and practical instruction for each and every one of us today, children of God. And I pray that you will make sure that as you seek to please God, that you will do it in these, at least using or keeping in mind these three points that we're making to you today. So here we see again, without faith, there can be no steps of faith. But if we do have faith, we will then step out in faith, just as the writer is saying to the readers here, we will step out in faith by one, drawing near to God, by two, believing that he exists, and three, believing that he rewards those who seek him. So step one, sometimes even when we pray and as we worship God, as we fellowship with the Holy Spirit, as we spend time in Bible reading or Bible study or singing a song to him, or maybe teaching or listening to teaching, serving God, those are some of the practical ways that we draw near to him. So the text that says, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. So that's step one, children of God. To draw near means to come close to sit at his feet, to learn, to listen, to know him. That is drawing near to God. I know sometimes in our lives, life can be so busy with family and work and recreation and chores and things like that, where we almost find excuses not to stand still for a moment so that we can do things that are not only just pleasing to us, but things that are pleasing to God. And the first step of faith that we're talking about today that is pleasing to God is when you draw near to him, commune with him, fellowship with him, sup with him, abide with him, walk alone with him. This is what drawing near unto God looks like. And then we can go on and talk now more about that second step. After drawing near, or the reason why we would draw near, and this may be a hindrance for some people, may be an indicator of why you don't draw near, is step two, that you don't believe that he exists. God is just something that you call upon in the case of an emergency, but he's not here right now. Even when you think you don't need him, if you have that type of mindset, that's probably the reason why you're not drawing near unto God, and that is the reason why you're not pleasing God. And that's the reason why you don't have faith to be rewarded. So you see, if you back the train up using reverse engineering of this text, you don't get the reward unless you believe that he exists. You can't get a reward from someone that you don't believe exists. And if you believe he exists, you will draw near to him. So this is why Jesus says in the New Testament text, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. So here we are. Faith is, element of faith is belief. And when we believe something, we act upon those things. So here we are again, examining this text. Let me say about steps of faith. Someone said steps of faith. Are you walking in faith today, thanks to God? Are you doing the things that are pleasing to God, or only the things that are pleasing to you or your family, your friends, or those who have expectations of you? Well, I want you to know, friends, as Jesus said, we must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things, things that we're probably striving to do and get and gain and possess for ourselves, will be added unto you. So I pray today that you will really take time to slow down and begin to implement these steps of faith in your life, which the first one we talked about was draw near unto me. Was drawing near unto God. Let's dig a little deeper into that second step. After drawing near to God, or the reason why we will draw near to God, is because we believe that he exists. This is something that is real, not unreal. Something that is true, not false. Something that we can have, not just hope for. So as we believe that he exists, that the answer to our question or the answer to our problem exists, and that we realize that we have faith in the one that we draw near to, and the healing becomes real in the case of sickness, the provision becomes real in the case of lack, salvation and deliverance becomes real for those who are lost and overburdened. And this is why we draw near to him, because we believe, step number two, we believe that he exists, that he is real, that he is present. And that leads us to our third step. If we draw near to God because of the reality of God, we believe he exists, and if he exists, we realize that he is a rewarder of those, or rewards those. Step number three, he rewards those who seek him. So you see, our first step was drawing near, but that wasn't the seeking part. Then we went into the believing that he exists. And now that he exists, now that I know my answer can be found, I know that now, whatever it is I'm petitioning God for is in the atmosphere. For wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty or freedom or deliverance or salvation. And so this is what now you want to say, I believe that he is a rewarder. He will reward me. And so I will seek after him. Oh, glory, hallelujah. These are three basic steps of faith that every believer who wants to do things that are pleasing to God will use as an exercise of faith today. Somebody say with me, steps of faith. One scripture verse out of a chapter that talks about faith. And so by the time the writer of the text got down to verse number 6, he had already established some examples of those who have followed these steps of faith. And I want you to know the nature of God. The people that we read about in this text, there were no different than you and I. They may have had a different set of situations, a different set of circumstances, but the God they served is the same God. They faced the same fears, doubts, discouragement, hindrances, stumbling blocks, or struggles that we may be facing in life. But because they exercised steps of faith, they received the reward as they sought after God. They drew near to him. They believed that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. If you believe that today, thanks to God. If you believe that God rewards those who seek him, you will seek after the Lord as the psalmist said, like a deer panted after water. It's almost like during our worship time today, we play the song that this is the air I breathe. I can't move without you. I can't breathe without you. But when you realize that Jesus is the solution, that he has the answers to your problems, you will seek after him. So again, saints, an absence of this step is what the writer is saying is what's called without faith. Many of us speak faith. We say we believe in God for this, that, or the other, but we don't necessarily see the result, the manifestation of the reward. This may be, this lesson today may be spoken to you to help you to correct, to examine, to repent, or reform, or transform, or be transformed by the renewing of your mind today. So let's back up to the first few verses of this chapter to understand why the writer got to the point that we use as our foundational text today. So we're again looking at Hebrews chapter 11. Now let's back up to verse number 1 to see how this dialogue began with these particular writers about faith. He says in verse 1 of Hebrews 11 that now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. It is the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith, the writer says, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Verse 4. Here's some examples the writer gives people. By faith, some of them by faith. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous. God commending him by accepting his gifts. We see the three steps of faith being exercised by Abel. He drew near to God. He believed that he exists, and God rewarded him as he sought him. Let's look at another example. It says, and through his faith he died, still speaks. By verse 5, by faith Enoch. We saw the example of Abel, that's the example of Enoch. By faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found, because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. Hallelujah, saints. So you see, it was these two examples that the writer gave to the readers that he was writing to. And we see that in the first verse, he described what faith is. It is something that is invisible that becomes visible as you approach the God who manifests all things in the earth. So in verse number 1 again, he says that, let's talk about what faith is. Many people, even today, listening today, say we have faith. As the Apostle James said that, faith without words is dead. So we see the works of faith, or as we are speaking about today, we see the steps of faith that these particular individuals took, and we see that God rewarded them as they sought him. I'm telling you today, faith to God, God is not a respecter of persons. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did then, he can do again. So if you, as looking at the example of Abel and Enoch in this particular text, if you draw near to God, if you believe that he exists, if you seek after him, he will reward you likewise. And that's when we get to verse number 6, our foundational text. So now that he has described or gave a definition for faith and how we understand that faith is real, that things that were invisible became visible because God spoke it so, and that's the same faith that Abel used in order to be recognized by God. It was the same faith that Enoch had in order to be taken up by God. And that it's the same faith that the writer is saying, without this faith, it is impossible to please God as Enoch and Abel did. And if it's impossible to please God as they did, it's impossible, or it is not possible, for you to receive the reward that they receive. But, somebody said, but by faith.
By faith.
He gives another example in verse number 7, using Noah. He says, by faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. Some of the steps of faith. And by this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes, you know what I'm about to say next, that comes by faith. So we see the example of Enoch, the example of Abel. Here we see the example of Noah, who didn't just say, I believe God. They drew near to God. They believed that he exists. And as they sought him, God rewarded them. God wants to do the same thing for each and every one of you today. I don't know what area it is, but whatever that area is that you're believing God for, that you're hoping God for, that you're expecting God for, it has to come through steps of faith. Hallelujah. Someone said to me, steps of faith. Today, I want to draw near to God today. I believe. Oh, Lord, help me believe that you exist. And as I seek you, I believe that you will reward me just as you did Abel with Enoch and Noah. Let's look at another example before we close today. Praise the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. It's all right to praise him. Here we are now in verse number 8. Here's an example of Abraham. It says, by faith, somebody said by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, hallelujah, not knowing where he was going, but verse 9, by faith, somebody said by faith he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking or seeking, I pray you get into the saints of God, for he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer or builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. We see the steps of faith that Abraham took by drawing near to God, listening to his voice, heeding his voice, obeying his voice, fellowship, communion, seeking after God. And also say, and Abraham was convinced that God exists. He believed that God was real, that the one who spoke to him to leave earth was actual God, the true and living God, not the false gods of his father or those that he had served in his past. But when God spoke to him, Abraham drew near to God. I think about the account of Moses when God first spoke to him as he went to search for the lost sheep. And he came across, he saw a bush that was burning. And the scripture said that Moses drew near to the bush. And God says, don't come any closer, for the ground you stand on is holy. He took off his feet and he bowed down and he worshiped God. That's what it's like, saints, to have faith. And so without this faith, without the corresponding actions of faith, of drawing near to God and believing that he exists and seeking after him, there will be no reward. But as we see in this particular case, and the same can be, should be, and God wants it to be true for all those who seek after him. Are you one today who are willing to take steps of faith, or do you need to take steps of faith? Do you need to re-examine or examine your steps of faith of drawing near to God, believing that he exists and seeking after him? As we see the case with these examples that we've read about today, we see that they sought after God and received the reward of what they sought after. Everything you're seeking after is in God. Everything that you're looking for, God has already designed for you. God has already made it. God has already planned it. God has already stored it away for you. But you're seeking after the things of God, but you're not seeking after God himself. This is what the problem is for many people today. I pray, oh God, by the power of your Holy Spirit today, that those who need to receive this message will receive it and repent and turn back to a way that pleases you, God. Hallelujah.
Let's look at one more example. It says, by faith, verse 11, by faith Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him who? She considered God faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many and innumerable as the grains of the sand on the seashore. These are examples of steps of faith, thanks to God. The same steps that God would expect each and every one of us to take if we're seeking to please him. Remember now, this is not for you to get what you desire. You want to do the things that God desires of you. That's all that Abel did. He brought the sacrifice that God requested. Enoch walked so close with God. He drew so close to God that he was no more. Noah obeyed the word of God. And this is how he pleased him. Abraham, again, obeyed and went out and took action through steps of faith. And then Sarah, likewise, received power to conceive, even though it was not possible otherwise. I'm going to let you know, thanks to God, that with God, all things are possible to him that believe. And if you believe God, you draw near to him. Yes, you believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek after him. It says in verse 13, these all died in faith. Some of them in faith. Not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles in the earth. For people who seek thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land for which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, and it is same for us today, thanks to God, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. He has prepared for them what they were truly seeking him for. And this is the same thing that is true for each and every person who listens today. Many times we're deceived into seeking after the hand of God and not the face of God. That means that we're seeking after the things of God, but not God himself. So when Abel did what God required, he was seeking to seek God's approval. When Enoch walked with God, he was doing it so that he could please God. When Noah obeyed to build the ark, it was not for Noah's sake, it was for God's sake. When Abram believed God, he acted in a way that pleased God so that God's name could be known in the earth. What's your motivation for seeking after God, or are you seeking after the things of God? Well, thank God. I pray today that as you examine yourself in light of this sweet message, steps of faith, that you will make note of the three steps that are necessary in order to please God. For without these steps, absent of these steps, or without faith, it is impossible to please God. And if it is not possible to please God, it is not possible for you to receive a reward from God. So, Lord, I thank you today for giving us this word. I thank you that this word is living and active. I thank you that it's divided the Son, the Soul, and Spirit even now. I pray that it will go forth and divide the Son, the Soul, and Spirit and goes to the intent of the heart of the listener today. I pray that they will be convicted and convinced and converted to draw near to you today in fellowship and worship and obedience through service, O God. I pray that each one will grab a hold of a supernatural seed of faith today, that they will believe that you exist and that the solution exists, the answer exists, the provision exists, the healing exists, the deliverance exists. Oh God, I thank you. And I pray and I decree and declare that you, who are faithful, just as you was to Abraham and to Sarah, is faithful to reward them for seeking after you. And I give you honor and glory today. We thank you and praise you as we take steps of faith to please you today. May you be glorified in all the earth. Hallelujah. 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 And amen.